This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. On a day when U.S. President Donald Trump became the first sitting U.S. president to enter North Korea, Trump indicated he'd be willing to invite the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un to visit the White House. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
So we'd invite him right now to the White House.
President Trump made the comment shortly after stepping into North Korea and shaking hands with leader Kim Jong-un, the first U.S. president ever to set foot in North Korea. To a translator, Kim said,
"This is an expression of his willingness to eliminate all the unfortunate past and open a new future."
The declarations of friendship mark a sharp contrast to Trump's first year in office, when Kim insulted Trump's intelligence and Trump vowed to unleash fire and fury on North Korea. But Trump now says,
"We met and we liked each other from day one."
In a meeting that ran nearly an hour, the two leaders agreed to resume talks over North Korea's nuclear program. I'm Ben Thomas.
A Sudanese doctors group says five people have been killed and several more seriously wounded in a day of demonstrations against military rule in Sudan. Tens of thousands of protesters rallied across the country on Sunday, calling for a civilian government nearly 3 months after the army forced out the long-ruling autocrat Omar al-Bashir. The protesters want the generals who took over power from al-Bashir to be replaced with civilian leaders. Sunday's protests were the first since June the 3rd, when security forces violently broke up a protest camp in Khartoum. The opposition says at least 128 people were killed. The government puts the death toll at 61. Five Japanese whaling ships are set on Monday to begin the first commercial whale hunt in more than 30 years. Japan stopped commercial whaling in 1988 after the International Whaling Commission imposed a moratorium on killing whales. You're listening to VOA News. Gay pride parades took place across the country today to close out a month that marked 50 years since the riots at New York City's Stonewall Inn. These riots ushered in the gay pride movement. Governor Andrew Cuomo, who marched with a large contingent of staff and supporters, said he's proud of New York State's role in the pride movement.
New York has always been the home of the LGBTQ equality movement, always. It all started here. It started at Stonewall. It started when we hosted the first Pride Day ever. And we've kept that legacy alive.
India Moore from the cast of the television show Pose was one of the grand marshals.
I feel so honored. This is incredible.
How are you?
I hope people keep in mind, you know, Pride is a movement for liberation. And without liberation, there's no pride.
Similar celebrations were held in other big cities across the nation. In Chicago, the city's first openly gay mayor, Lori Lightfoot, led the parade. The International Organization for Migration says more than 32,000 migrants worldwide have died or gone missing between 2014 and 2018. But as Lisa Schlein reports for VOA, the global figures underestimate the true extent of the problem, as many migrant deaths are never reported.
The UN Migration Agency says its statistics paint a very grim picture of the perils awaiting the hundreds of thousands of refugees and migrants risking their lives in search of protection or a better life. The report shows nearly 18,000 people have died or gone missing in the Mediterranean between 2014 and 2018. It says the remains of almost two-thirds of those victims have not been found. Rohingya refugees comprise the vast majority of the 2,200 deaths recorded in Southeast Asia, and most of the 288 deaths recorded in South Asia since 2014 were of Afghan migrants. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Thousands of people have rallied to the support of the German captain of a migrant rescue ship who was arrested after she defied orders to stay out of Italian waters. Carola Racheda remains under house arrest Sunday after her ship, the Sea-Watch 3, rammed the Italian border police motorboat that was blocking the entry to the port at Italy's Lampedusa island. Two German radio personalities have appealed for donations for Racheda and gathered some $745,000 in just over 24 hours. The German president has also spoken out on her behalf. As for the 40 migrants aboard the Sea-Watch 3, their next stop is unclear. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.